You are listening to Robert and Rachel Zink, Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coaches. The following is the audio from a recent YouTube video. Check out Law of Attraction Solutions on YouTube for the visual content to this audio. Keep soaring high.
Are you ready to learn five easy steps to help you align with the energy of money, prosperity, abundance? This is easy. Easy money, as we call it. Hi, everyone. Robert Zink, Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach. And today, yes, today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. And that's what this channel is all about. Your dreams, your goals, through personal empowerment, through self-improvement, and the law of attraction. Be certain to click the bell icon, because we're here Monday through Friday bringing you new, empowering, important information that you might not hear anywhere else on the law of attraction. Okay, today we're going to talk about five steps to align with money and prosperity and abundance. Because if you are out of alignment with money, you're not going to attract very much money. And so these principles would apply to just about anything, but we're using money as our example. So understand this, high flyers, that the law of attraction works with the energy of now, right now. The energy of now. It does not work with the energy of someday. I hope. I want. Maybe it's going to happen. I hope it's going to happen. The law of attraction does not work with that energy. The universe only see, the universe is outside the space-time continuum. So the universe just matches what you are at this present moment. So ask yourself this. What am I vibrating? What am I thinking? What am I feeling right now at this present moment, particularly in regards to money? And that will determine what I attract. Not what I want, not what I hope for, not what I wish for. Okay? That is future tense. And the universe deals with now. N-O-W. Right now. So if you can keep that in the back of your mind, you're going to be very, very successful in attracting whatever you desire, whether it's money or prosperity or abundance or something else. Okay? Now, change your vibration of now, right now, from wanting, hoping, futurizing, to right now. Right now. What do I have right now that the universe can give me more of? What do I feel right now that the universe can give me more of? So I want you to think about this. This is important. We have relationships with everything in the universe. We have relationships with the earth, with our environment. We have relationships with other people. And we have relationships with intangibles such as money. What is your relationship with money? That's a tough one, because if I were to hold a dollar bill in front of you, all it is a piece of paper with some printing on it. What it represents to you may be very different than what it represents to me or someone else. So what does that money represent to you? And that will determine your relationship with money. Let's go a little deeper. Money generally, in general, for most people, equals freedom. If you have money, you can do whatever the hell you want to do, right? You can go. I can get in an airplane. I can go. Rachel and I were talking about that today, that we are so blessed to have the freedom of our own business, our own lifestyle, that we can literally do what we want to do. We have that increased freedom. And money gives you that increased freedom. Now, generally, the more money you have, the more perceived, and this is a key word, perceived freedom you have. But I'm here to tell you right now that you can choose to have that unlimited freedom that unlimited money would bring you right now. If you can feel that freedom within you, you can automatically attract tons of prosperity and abundance and money, because that's what money is. It's more freedom. Money is also more security. In other words, if I have a big stack of money, I have security. If I have money in the bank, I have security. That security gives me options. It gives me opportunities. Think about this. People that lack resources lack opportunities. And one of the reasons is because they haven't taken care of their security first. In other words, if I know I'm going to have a home, if I know I'm going to be able to eat, if I know I'm going to be able to pay the bills and have a car, then whatever other money I have, I can use to invest to attract more money. And if I lose it, I didn't lose much, did I? Because I didn't give up my freedom. I didn't give up my security. Yes, I lost money, but what is money? I didn't lose what money really represents, what's really important about money. That's why I think it's always important, no matter how much money you earn, no matter how much you attract, to always live a little bit below your means. If you attract $1 million a year, live on $500,000 a year, because you don't really need to live on $1 million a year, do you? Unless that's some kind of an ego thing that's important to you. And if it is, maybe you want to examine that. Maybe you want to look at why it's important to live on every dollar you earn. Does that make sense to you? Okay, I think this is important because money is not something you attract. You attract freedom, security, opportunities, and you do that now. You don't wait until you have the money. You do that with beliefs and affirmations and determination right now. I have the freedom I desire. I have the security. I create the opportunities. And when you live with that mindset, guess what you automatically attract? Abundance, prosperity, wealth, money. Oh, I like that word, money. It's easy to attract money. Think about it this way. If you focus on now energy, what you are feeling right now, the vibration within you, and that vibration is focused on freedom, that vibration is focused on security and opportunity, and you claim it, you have it, you live it, you are only inches, I mean millimeters away from literally millions and millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. You know, they say that the people that have made huge sums of money were great risk takers, such as Jeff Bezos. You know, great risk takers. No, they weren't. They didn't believe they were taking a risk because they believed that the freedom, the opportunity, the security that they desire was already present, and it wasn't determined by how much money they had or have or earn. Look, if you don't believe, high flyers, and I'm speaking to you heart to heart now. If you don't believe that you have personal freedom to live the life you desire, if you don't believe that you have the security to live the comfort that you desire, and if you don't believe you have the ability to manifest the opportunities you desire, no amount of money in the world will help you. No amount of money in the world will help you to believe you have these. You will not have the freedom. You will not have the security. You will not have the opportunities. You might have a new boat, and that's great. You might have a new car, and that's wonderful too, but you will still lack personal freedom, personal power, security, and the ability to attract opportunities. So as I mentioned a few moments ago, we are always exchanging energy with everything, okay? With our environment, with the floor, with the house, with the trees, with the sky, with other people. We are constantly in a relationship with everything. What is your relationship with money? What is your relationship with personal freedom, personal responsibility? What is your relationship with security? You know, some people believe that security and freedom are opposite ends of the same pole. In other words, if you have a lot of security, then you can't have much freedom. But I believe as long as you are in control of your security, as long as you are in control of your freedom, you can have them both. Now, when you give someone else that control, such as the government, well, then they're going to move you all the way over to the security side and take away some of the freedom side. That's just the nature of government. It's not bad. It's just the way it is. It's always been that way. Government wants you to have less freedom and more security, or at least the security they think that you deserve. But you are a manifester. You are a high flyer, and you choose for yourself to have both security and freedom. And in the middle, opportunity. And that's by having a positive relationship with all three, but also having a wonderful positive relationship with abundance, prosperity, wealth, and money. I love wealth. I love the vibration of money. I love reading in the newspaper that somebody just made a gazillion dollars. I clap, I get excited, I get fired up, because there's an infinite amount of resources in the universe. So change your relationship with freedom. Change your relationship with opportunity. Change your relationship with security, and change your relationship with the energy of money. Fall in love. I've said this before. Have a beautiful love affair with the vibration of money and millions of dollars, or whatever you'd like to attract in your life. You're only that far away from attracting unbelievable sums of money. High flyers, money is everywhere. It's all over the place. Go to your bank, and they're going to give you whatever you have a check, you sign it over, they're going to give you a little money back. But in the back room there's all kinds of money. There's money everywhere, all over the place. Look at the internet, filled with money. Look at our society, filled with money. Look at our world, filled with prosperity and money. Prosperity is everywhere. Abundance is everywhere. When you come to that mindset that it's easy, it's everywhere, you've just shifted your relationship with money. Because the old mindset told you money is scarce, very hard to come by, only those dirty rich people have it, you never will. Prosperity, don't ever get your eyes focused on prosperity. Just be thankful you got a roof over your head. Abundance, that's for other people. That's not for us. You've been told that stuff and you believed it. That's the bad part about it. Some of you believed it and you don't have to. Say, I don't believe it anymore. I don't believe it anymore. I believe money is everywhere. I believe prosperity is everywhere. I believe abundance is everywhere. Let's get into our exercise. 5 steps. Are you ready? Here we go. So you're going to look around your room. Go to your bedroom, your living room, wherever you want to sit. Get comfortable. Look around the room and take copious notes of everything in the room. And then take a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. Close your eyes. And now visualize everything in that room melting away, as if it's literally being sucked into a different dimension, as if it's literally melting away, vanishing, and there's nothing there. There's nothing there except energy, blues and greens and oranges and purples and browns, every whites, all kinds of energy flowing in different colors. And you may not see colors, I do, but you can feel them. You can feel that energy. Perhaps you're more kinesthetic. Perhaps you just feel the energy. You don't see it, but you feel it. Or perhaps you're one of those people that, I don't feel it, I don't see it, I just know it's there. But you've taken everything in the room, you've vanished it in your mind. It's completely empty now. And now, fill that energy with freedom. Say simply, I command this energy to be filled with freedom, personal freedom. I command this energy to be filled with comfort and security. I command this energy to be filled with prosperity and abundance and wealth and opportunity. And now see a landscape, a room, a house, something around you that is completely different than what you're living in. And understand, you may see some incredible signs of wealth. You may see some beautiful artwork. But it isn't the artwork. It's the freedom. The freedom that you have that brought you the money to hang that beautiful artwork over your beautiful fireplace with your candelabra and your grand piano and your beautiful car, Mercedes or Cadillac or whatever it is out front, and your boat in the harbor. You see it all differently now. Now, see it. Make it vivid. And if you don't see it, feel it. Know it's there. Everything you desire, everything you believe represents that freedom. And then take a deep breath in. Breathe it into yourself. I am. I am. You don't even have to finish a sentence. Just say, I am. Because when you say, I am, you're saying, I am beauty. I am freedom. I am prosperity. I am abundance. I am money. I am success. Oh, feel it. Feel it. Allow it into your energy field. Oh, it feels good. Make it bright as you possibly can in your mind. And then say these words. I am. I am. I am in perfect alignment with money, abundance, and prosperity. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing. Have a great day because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.